The candidate who has the qualities the Monroe City School District is looking for to be not just the next superintendent, but the best superintendent is how Lionel Jackson described himself in opening remarks during a meeting with the public on Tuesday. Jackson, the second of three finalists to visit Monroe, interviewing for the position of superintendent, currently serves as assistant superintendent with Tangipahoa Parish Schools in Louisiana. He says his view of being superintendent is that children are first priority.
Whatever decision that I make as a superintendent, that it will be assessed, number one, on the needs of our children. Whatever project, whatever staffing, whatever ratio in the classroom, whatever program will be based on what our children need.
Jackson noted there are some good pieces in place as he toured the area schools and central office. He says a collaborative effort by stakeholder groups with the next superintendent's guidance and support is what will bring success to the district.
Bringing everybody together, not so much as to be able to talk, but to be able to sit out and listen. We can put together a strong plan to lead our children to where they want to be.
Programs that can adequately work for a lower performing student is one way Jackson believes better student achievement can occur for the system. For those students who may be at risk, Jackson would consider a career program as early as the middle school level to encourage skill sets to keep a child involved in the education process. He sees principals as being the site-based management to lead their school in engaging students academically and vocationally. When addressing concerns about the problem of high school dropouts, Jackson says he's had success with an idea he put into place in his current role.
What I brought in through the stimulus funds in our parish, I brought in dropout specialists, and they looked at indicators. What are those indicators? GPA, when it starts to fall, there's a problem. Attendance and discipline issues. Those are the three big indicators. So being able to recognize that these students have these issues and then provide both counseling and social workers to come in and work with our children at that level.
Jackson says there are limitations to some programs and many are only as good as the funding available to a district. He says evaluating and assessing programs already in place would be one of the first areas he would address as superintendent. Jackson, the lone in-state candidate, says familiarity with state requirements and education policies would give him a bit of an advantage if selected as the next superintendent.
I think knowing the fabric, the framework of our state, knowing the children here, I think that's a great asset for me, and I won't use that as the only two, but certainly it is an asset.
Jackson says he would be a visible and transparent superintendent for the school system, bringing the community together to talk, listen, and lead. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.